Hey, you know, boys and girls, welcome to the Giddy Up here at 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state, the lovely, beautiful state of Medford, Mass. It is. I am DJ Paulie B. It's 2:11 in the afternoon, and sitting across from me is the glorious Titwillow. I call my funny man Christopher Ridgway. How you doing, sir?
I have no words for you.
You have no words.
You had me a Titwillow.
Anyways, you know, we're running into some technical difficulties. The show before us that we love so much, and we love everybody that's on the show, and they had to use the very tiny studio.
Studio C.
And I won't tell you what that means.
No.
Studio C, but for some strange...
I mean, see how many people you can fit in there.
That's basically what I was trying to get at, yeah. I was going to say studio cramped, because you just cannot get in there. I mean, it's barely enough for you and I. Forget it.
God, they couldn't even put a... But, CD in there. It's so small.
A good GM, Hunter, had... Yes, very...
Shout out for Hunter. Yes,
thank you,
bro.
Yes, and I'll give him one of these.
Okay, terrific.
Because he did a terrific job, and me and Chris are lucky enough to have, commandeered the original studio that we, because we need room, because we dance
we Greco-Roman wrestle.
Anyways, as I was saying, you are listening to the Giddy Up. Let me get a little background here.
Wow.
For ourselves, and we are missing one cog out of our machine, and that would be DJ Kala D, who is home, doing her duties with Eric, Big E, I like to call him, and he's a great guy, and he had some surgery. That's her boyfriend. He had some surgery on
Monday.
It was Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. And we wish him the best, and we love you, Big E, and of course Carla, and we miss you here, but we're gonna try to move on. Mm-hmm.
We did spend time with them on Saturday night.
We did.
Which was great.
We went to see her at the Portobello. We went to see her in a mushroom, basically, and we had a great time. Though it was good to see them both. And
no, we went to see her on mushrooms. There was like six
of
her.
You're not supposed to say that.
And rainbow colored.
But anyways, it was a great time, and she does a great job.
Yep.
She plays great music. And we support our family here at the Giddy Up. So, with that being said, we're going to try to move along without her for the day. But she said she might call in. I said, don't worry about it. Yeah. If she wants to, of course. You all know the number here, 888-915. I have to say 91.
No,
you know how I have to. 9636. I think we have a few of our listeners that want to call in today, and I hope you do. But until then, we're just going to get back to some music and let.
Dude, you're brilliant.
What's that?
I just figured it out. 91.5 is the front. Duh.
I'm not brilliant. I didn't make the number.
Yeah, we associated. I didn't even.
But that's how I say it. Yes, yeah. Of course.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Got a big brain on bread over here. Going brain. To Big Kahuna Burger.
You're right. I could have just said 915.
Right, also adopted. It. You sound like a real hip DJ.
Anyways,
just
you guys,
915.
You guys want to hear anything? I think everybody that listens to the show has my cell number. You can always text me or call in, but or text us both on our Facebook. I believe Chris is always has his Facebook.
I have it up.
All right, very very brilliant, as you would say. And we got a lot going on, right? We do. We're gonna all. You know what? I'll spin the wheel when we come back. How's that sound?
Yeah, right on.
We'll spin the wheel that we like to do, and we might have a new segment. After the shout-outs that I'm thinking of. I've been, noodling with it in my head for a few days. But if you guys like it, we might add it as part of the program. So anyways, okay, our shout-outs to Carla and Eric, and get better, man. We love you, and your thoughts and prayers are with us. And you know,
yep. we're
sending them out.
Good
hard.
Vibes your way, brother. Good vibes.
Absolutely. All right. So I don't know. I have nothing queued up yet because we rushed into the studio.
Oh my God, it was like a
it
was like it was a bunch like of a, fat ladies hitting the buffet once it opens. We just
it was a hostile takeover.
Deadheaded in here.
All right. Like I said, you guys want to hear anything? Hit us up. What would you like to hear, Christopher?
I don't know. You just the last song you played. I love that.
That was Tom Petty.
Yeah. Little TP.
Little TP. Never hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Especially when you're off the hoop. All right. Let's play something. I'm talking way too much right now because we're just a little out of sorts for right now. But we will get right back into our regular sensible idiocy very soon. So, all right, well, why don't you take us out, Chris, and I'll play a song. I don't know.
If not, we'll just listen to the two of us make arcane references that you would never get. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, beautiful Medford, Boston.
It is beautiful Medford, Boston. All right, we'll be right back, kids. I have nothing.
If I could put time in a bottle,
if you could,
the first thing
if
that
I could,
I'd like to do,
I would just shut you off like that.
Thank you.
was a little sponge. Even though that sounds very wrong, that was plowed by sponge.
From rotting pinata.
And no, that is not a Seinfeld reference like we usually do here on the Giddy Up. Welcome back, boys and girls. 2:29 in the afternoon. And you know what that means? Well, 2:30. That's about the time
we're rounding up.
We're rounding up. No, unless you're tipping in the Del Boca Vista. If you're tipping the waiter and waitresses, that means you're tipping, you'll round down.
Round down.
Yeah, round down.
These tip things don't work.
The tip calculators, that don't work. Anyways, I'm DJ Pauly B. Welcome back, boys and girls. And across from me is the glorious Tit Willow. known as the funny man, Christopher Ridgway. And I think I blew his mind a little bit when I did say that.
I have absolutely zero comeback for that. I will be mute the rest of the show.
You're going to mute the rest of the
show? I'm going to go on mute.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Talk to yourself, Tit Willow boy.
I don't know. I just thought that was the funniest thing I've ever heard. That is also from Seinfeld. Yes. All right. So anyways, this is the point of our show that we like to appreciate, never depreciate, and show our love.
Appreciation.
For
depreciation.
Our listeners.
Assassination.
That's right. our very, very loyal listeners. Really quick out of the gate.
Uh-huh.
I would like to say one because I haven't heard from him in a while. My brother from the West Coast, Whistler, Rule, Rommel Emanuel, and I know he's probably in the shout outs as well, but I just wanted to give him a personal one because he took the time out to say to me that, you know, he was going to be listening in today, which means a lot to us.
So that means he gets the prize for being the furthest listener from the station.
For right now.
Yeah.
Until you do the shout-outs from Australia.
Oh, yes, mate.
All right.
Outback Jack.
All right.
In Australia.
Take it away, Christopher.
So, first of all, of course, you know, we do want to wish our dear friend, you know, Carla and...
yes.
And Big E, Eric.
Big E.
The best. Eric,
boy.
We're thinking of you. Speedy Recovery. Come on in the studio when you feel up to it. And,
yeah, we'd love
to have you.
Yes.
Had a great time, you know, hanging out with you Saturday. And glad to see you're on the mend. God bless, bro.
Great guy. And, you know, speedy recovery.
And
Godspeed.
And another special shout-out to a buddy of mine who's up in The Rock, Rochester, New York.
Woo!
The only other Bills fan I know.
Oh, well, you know what?
Only other ones, two of
them.
That
makes him an even better guy.
He's a smart kid, except for that. So one of the most talented, smartest guys I've had the pleasure to work with, my good friend Andre Babak, who became a U.S. citizen today. Special shout-out to you, brother.
Congratulations,
man.
Sir. Yeah.
Yeah. So now that we have him as a citizen, we're actually taking nominations for people to deport.
I was going to say, good thing he just got under the wire from the Trump.
Yeah, I know. Well,
and don't get me wrong. We don't talk politics or religion on this show. But
I was going to do a benediction later. Oh, I was trying to benedict him. I don't know. I am a Trump fan.
I think he's going to do a way better job.
I'm
just putting it out there. You know, you can send it back if you want.
No, Trump. He's awful.
All right.
I can do a better job. And I'm drunk half the time. So with the rest of them, Jennifer Kandrzynski, lead them.
Yeah.
Matt and Kim and Marvin Trans.
She just came off of a big... vacation.
She did.
Where she spent a lot of time with who are they? I don't know. A lot of ex rock and roll rollers.
Oh, it's about, yeah, I know. There's those rock and roll cruises where they get guys who really can't get gigs anymore and they walk around in their speedos.
I don't know if it's so much of a cruise or like a...
Is it a fantasy camp?
A parachute drop. She spent some time with a Glass Tiger, I think. I don't know. Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap was there.
I'm just kidding. I am obviously...
Donny Iris.
Oh, that would be great. No, it was like Cinderella and
Hootie and the Bluefish.
No, it wasn't Hootie and the Rock and Roll.
David Cassidy.
Winger. She yeah she partied with Winger. She did. I'm not even.
Winger. Oh, I can think of Beavis and Butt. The kid. What's his name? What was the kid's name?
Oh, Stewart.
With
Stewart.
The Winger shirt.
Yes.
They got
sir.
Metallica and DC. And the kid's got a Winger shirt.
So now I would imagine that Jennifer has a Winger shirt that Stewart wore on the cartoon.
Hey, she's only 17. But that's good enough for me.
That is true.
What is wrong with these people? So, between that, was that song? Remember Gino Vanelli? Into the Night?
Dude,
is with pedophilia in 70s music right. and 80s music? 80s music. She's only 11. Leave her alone, they say.
Can we get through these shout-outs?
Yeah, right. Is this your first show?
now I know how Carla feels when she's trying to deal with us.
Oh, boy. Ooh, I just actually... Lord. Oh, boy. I'm Austin. I don't want to... All right, keep this going. Jennifer Kanterzinski, lead them. This is for you. Ma and Kim at Malden Trans. Have fun at Foxwoods this evening.
They're going to see Scraffle... Platts.
Scruffy McDougalson and the banjo.
Pancakes.
And the banjos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be playing dueling banjos all night. Billy Roderick.
Rascal Flats. Billy, we miss you, man.
The lovely and talented voice of Boston Metro traffic for years, David Struffolino.
Struffolophagus.
That's tough. Special shout out to Michael Scott Stewart of Brigands. I think he missed it last week, so make sure you tuned in. We just said it. If you missed it, you're screwed. Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuckwagon Diner. Of course, Kim is there as well. Ask for the hash.
Well,
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Not today, because guess what? They are going to be at the Rascal Flat Pancakes. Tonight.
This seems the Little Rascals, what?
I don't know, man.
Does one of them have like an alfalfa?
All right, so we're not a country radio station.
No, we're not.
By any means, but Rascal Flats, yes. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. What do they sing?
I listen to Winger.
They play making their big hit is called Making Whiskey in the Tub with Mama.
I don't even think they're that hardcore of country. I think they're just...
they only date their cousins, not their sisters.
Oh, my. Was there any need for that?
Oh, yes, there always is. Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel.
All right.
He's on here tonight from 10 to midnight with the baby-making music.
He's going to make some baby-making music.
With that voice of his, man, makes me want to drop my pants. So that's 10 to midnight here on MFO. Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, while the host composed himself. Debbie Depot. Debbie, I hope you're doing well. School Steve.
God bless you, Deb.
Steve Collin, bro. We'll play some Clash for you. Leah Hall. You know what that means. Leah, if you're listening, we'll play your song for you today.
Leah, we'll holla and at ya.
From the field
of
spring.
Is that how the kids say it? By the way, Chris, you know... Since you know you're older than me, I wanted to
how
ask
much
you,
older am I?
You're very older than
how
me.
How much?
I'm gonna say you're about.
Won't you put it into hours?
I'm gonna say you're about 274 hours older than me.
All right, very good.
You know, I noticed today. I know we cannot ever get through the shout-outs, can we? We just want to talk.
Yeah.
Well, we're both Capricorns, and I'm Irish, so I got double jeopardy. Other than him, you know, he's a beautiful Italian man. But I found myself with a zit this morning when I was showering. I got out of the shower, I had a zit. Now, since we both have turned 50, say, in the past... couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Month. Do they have a do you go through puberty twice?
I'm still waiting for number one.
I'm just asking because I know you would know before me.
No, I'm good with the zits.
I haven't had a zit in I don't know how long, but yeah. I have a zit now.
Maybe it was like a bite.
No, what's a zit?
Are you sure?
Can you see it? Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. It's a zit where a zit would be.
Yeah.
And all I'm not showing them my arse. I'm just showing them my face.
I was going to say, he's not showing his face. He's showing, who's your favorite person? Who's your favorite philosopher?
Could be.
Balzac?
And my arse and my face could be, you know.
Yeah, you handsome, blue-eyed bastard.
Mistakenly.
Paul Newman of Malden, are you kidding?
Oh, Paul Newman. Oh, I like that. All right, I was just asking to check.
I have no idea, by the way.
Puberty.
I have no idea where we are on the shout-outs anymore. Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, The Vacationing, Danny Martinetti and Steph Cardone. Heard on the Lounge, which is moved to Saturdays. It's Saturday 8 to 10.
Yes, sir. That'll be tomorrow night.
Yeah, and look them up on the WMFO handy schedule. Hang it on your fridge like it's the sock schedule. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy High.
Breeze.
Yep. Joe, wake up. We need to know what the holiday weather's like.
We do.
Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Networks and Peabody, Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi-Ebert.
You had to say it like that?
I did. Yes.
What language is that?
Abruzzi, from Abruzia.
Yeah,
Managgi da Fazio da Buzzeracina.
Oh, so it's...
Abava. Managgi da Fazio da Buzzeracina. Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn. Mary Canavan. By the way, don't Google that.
No.
What I just said.
No.
Because it's just gibberish. And the kids.
We have the oddest names of listeners, don't we?
Yeah.
Which is great, because we always have something to say.
Satan McDickstick. That's a weird one. And the kids on the Yellow 93 bus.
Which we will be hanging out on St. Patty's Day with.
By the way, St. Patty's is on a Friday.
I know.
Oh, yeah. You've had that circled since.
By the way, I will be working at Papa's Restaurant and Pub. I'm not even kidding on St. Patty's Day.
We're going to be here, though, that day, right?
We will be here that day.
Yeah, okay. Right on.
By that night, I might have a couple Guinness.
Yeah, by the end of the day, you'll arm wrestle everyone and you'll be the new owner.
There you go.
Okay, so Jim and the Kids on the Yellow 93, Marcin Kinser-Rosinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, the Mustache of Medford.
Frankie
Ambergamo.
Yes. The only man that Tom Selleck envies.
The ageless beauty, that is Denise Fioretti Mamelletz.
We miss Denise.
Oh, my God. I just saw a picture of her on
she
Facebook.
She looks exactly the
she's
same.
She's Louise. She went
beautiful.
Backwards. She looks like
beautiful.
She looks like she's 19.
Oh.
God bless her. And her
yes.
And her beautiful
we
daughter,
you,
Tatiana, who had a picture of them at the Riverhawks game last week. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg, Cornea Crow, Big Jack.
My boy,
and
Big Frank just had a birthday last week. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all right.
Yeah, Big Frank.
And then we have Big Jack and undetermined
Jack.
Side, undetermined sized Janice. Chet, who was Chet rumbling off to Foxwoods this week?
He's going with Mom and the girls, my sisters, yes, to see the Rascal
The Little Rascals. Very good.
Flan cakes, I wanted to say. I don't know.
Flapjack and the Misfits.
I don't mean to sound ignorant. I'm not opposed to country music.
You are.
Christopher, please, if you will.
Cab number 54, Cookie.
I am not. All right.
Christina Fantasia.
Come on, I like Billy Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart.
Billy Cyrus. Funny to call it Chloe. No, I like real country, like Buck Owens and Johnny Cash and what? You know, stuff where guys sound like they were, you know, they sang from the bottom of a bottle. This stuff that's called country now is not country.
So that makes them better?
Yes, it was. It was real. Now it's all like overproduced bro country, and they high-five each other all the time and shower together.
Okay. Oh, you're saying country is over...
It's overproduced. Yeah, it's overproduced. It's not country. If you want to listen to country... Yeah, exactly. Listen to that compression on that drums, man. Now go put like early Willie Nelson on Redheaded Stranger. Now that's country.
All right, well, I grew up in the city.
Bobby and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Pappalotto, Ricky Commons, the Dirty E, Marky Hart, Emmy, Gigi Monaco.
That is great.
John Abbott Buckley, Brian Scudero, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termosh, Elaine Avery Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LaBlanca, Cole Bisson, Lisa Switzer, Debbie Delish, Gil Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Magnan, Charlie McCarthy, the beautiful Colleen Shea, Energy Amaco, Moquin, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Seth, Andrew Band, Rebecca Rose Cassidy, Oh, and Caddy, Pam Bridge, Joanne Riddle, Kristen Pixie in the 45 bus, with Dante Jerry, and Joseph Donnell, Santa Lucia, Barbecue Bone, Kelly Vigna, Sylvia Graham, and Mustin Jerry, Jennifer Palazzo, and that is the shout outs for today.
I have to say, Chris, that might have been, no, not might, that was the best shout out I've ever heard.
I'm going to die now.
And we, because now you and Billy Cyrus have that connection.
Yeah.
Just like me and, you know.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
And Bob Plant.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you turn this on?
I sure can. Yes. Because that was
I need
really.
Mouthwash after that. There's some old school Lavoris to get them germs out.
So, well, thank you very much, sir, for those shout outs. On this day of February 17th. I believe you. You know, you can pretty much write your own check. Oh, by the way, we don't get paid here, so there's no check. Anyway. All right, so how about we'll get back to the music and let these people settle down from all that.
Oh, did you do the spin?
Oh, should
I? Shall we do the spin now?
Yes, I can do the spin. Yes, sir. Hold on. The wheel's right behind me, so how can I miss it? Oh, wow. I didn't even know it went up that high. It's on 2000, sir.
In the year 2000.
Oh, I should have had that drop.
In the year 2000.
Okay, so 2000 will be the year on this day of 17... February.
Oh, okay. It's 1776. I had no idea what year you were referencing.
No, sir. All right. So, of course. Anyways, yeah, we'll leave you guys with a little. And I'm thinking of doing. I'll bring it up after that. Right. Yeah. A little something.
Top of the hour.
At the top of the hour. Yes, sir. Besides the weather, because we always do the weather in the 3 o'clock hour, but I'm thinking of doing something different. And you guys can let us know. Take us out, Chris. Let us know what's going on.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO. This is the Giddy Up in beautiful, historic Medford,
Boston. We'll be right back, kids.
the water from my hair. Contagious as you think I am. Just took my son towards your domain. You can't run it over again.
WMFO Medford.
Don't fall away.
to myself, don't fall away and leave life bleeding. My hands again.